with consequence, perception with compassion. This form of intelligence does not silence emotion. Instead, it listens. It identifies the tremor beneath anger, the vulnerability behind pride, the longing concealed within detachment. Through this understanding, feelings cease to be disruptive forces and become instruments of influence, tools with which to build trust, inspire confidence, and mend fragile connections. It grants the strength to remain steady when provoked, to step back when ego urges confrontation, to speak with purpose when silence becomes complicit. In moments of pressure, where others may falter beneath the weight of tension or misread the emotional undercurrents of a room, emotionally intelligent individuals hold their ground, not through cold detachment, but through calm awareness. They sense when to intervene and when to wait, discerning not only what is said, but what remains unspoken. Their presence soothes rather than unsettles, offering stability that no degree of cognitive brilliance can replicate. Through emotional intelligence, the inner world is no longer a battlefield, but a wellspring of enduring strength.
4. The role of empathy, self-regulation, and social awareness. Empathy, self-regulation, and social awareness form the invisible architecture upon which meaningful human interaction rests. Each of these qualities, though quiet in nature, exerts a profound influence over how individuals move through the world, shaping both personal conduct and the fabric of shared experience. Empathy reaches beyond sympathy, drawing one into the emotional current of another's reality. It enables a genuine understanding that goes deeper than words, allowing the needs and fears of others to be felt as clearly as one's own without the distortion of judgment or impatience. Yet empathy, if left unbalanced, may become overwhelming or misguided. Here, self-regulation becomes essential, acting as the inner compass that tempers emotion with reflection, impulse with restraint. It grants the ability to experience strong feeling without becoming captive to it, to pause in the space between reaction and response, and to choose one's actions with intention rather than habit. This discipline does not repress emotion, it refines it, transforming potential volatility into quiet authority. Woven into these abilities is social awareness, the capacity to read the shifting atmosphere of human interaction. Those who possess it move with a natural grace through the subtle hierarchies and expectations of collective life, sensing when to speak, when to yield, when to offer reassurance, and when to step aside. They perceive more than what is said aloud. They recognize the dynamics unfolding beneath conversation, the alliances, tensions, and unspoken agreements that govern human behavior. When empathy, self-mastery, and social attunement come together, they create not only connection, but influence, an ability to lead not through force, but through resonance with others' deeper realities.
5. From survival instincts to the subtlety of human communication. Long before language clothed thought in words, survival depended on the ability to read signs. The flicker in a gaze, the stillness before motion, the tightening of breath in a moment of threat. These primal instincts, rooted in the need to detect danger and interpret intent, did not vanish with the rise of civilization. They evolved, sinking deeper into the subconscious, shaping the foundation of human communication in ways both powerful and elusive. Over time, as communities grew and social structures became more intricate, these instincts turned inward, refining their focus. No longer limited to sensing threat or safety, they began to guide more nuanced exchanges, moments when silence carried more meaning than speech, when a glance revealed more than confession. The subtle shifts of posture, the cadence of a voice, the hesitation in a hand, each of these became part of an unspoken grammar that human beings continue to interpret without fully knowing they do. Modern communication, though layered in abstraction and complexity, remains tethered to these ancient signals. Beneath formal phrases and structured dialogue pulses the raw